Happy New Year, everyone. It's your host, Angel Santos, online business mentor, course, and marketing coach. And I am so grateful, one, to be here. I'm so grateful to be chosen to see 2022. I was in a session yesterday with our members of our well-paid Christian woman program. And I remember talking about how instead of setting goals, right, because we have resources for that, I wanted to really just spend time in celebration that we, each of us breathing right now, we're uniquely chosen to see 2022. We're uniquely chosen for this moment in time to be here, to make a difference, to carry out God's will for both our business and our life. And I don't take that lightly, right? So happy new year. And today's topic really is to me a great kickoff for a new year, a fresh time. And it is the truth about a new year. Because if you were anything like me, you probably had areas where you can look back in 2021 and say, oh yeah, I did that. I did great. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. You allow me to create this, or I accomplished this, or wow, I'm so happy. And then you also have the areas where you were like, I bombed. That did not work. What was I doing? How did I miss that? How did I not get that right for 12 months? Right? And so the beautiful thing about a fresh start, right? A new anything is that it gives us a time to start over, right? But the truth about a new year, right, is that it's no more a time for change than a new week, a new month, a new day, right? So unpopular opinion, as they say, the truth is that it doesn't take a new year for you to change your habits, change your patterns, change your business, change your life. All it takes is a new thought. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay, I know that there is momentum that comes from a physical new calendar year. For those of you who are watching, you can see this. For those of you who are listening, I'm holding up my brand new pink planner, posh pink, perfectly planned 2022 planner, right? So don't get me wrong, there are definitely perks and there's momentum and, you know, vision parties and goal setting workshops, all these things because it's a new calendar year. Here's the thing though, if you don't change some of the things that I'm going to talk about in this, you know, in this video, in this recording, if you don't change some of these things, then your new year won't be any different from last year or the year before. The beautiful thing is, though, is that this concept works both ways. So if you're listening to this and it's March, right, or we're halfway into the year, your new year, your new week, your new month can start right now. It starts. Kobe, you can't walk while mommy's recording. I need you to get on the carpet. Get on the carpet, sweetie, and sit down. Thank you. That's Kobe, everyone. My Yorkie, for those of you who are wondering, who am I talking to? I didn't want his little pitter-patter to be in the recording. Good morning. Happy New Year, Katina. How are you? It's great to see you. So yes, the truth about a new year is that it's the same fresh start that we honestly get each new morning. And that's not to take away your momentum from the new calendar year. That's to actually encourage you that if you ever feel like you're getting off track or things aren't going how you want, you can just start over. So super quick story, because I want to get into like the five things you can do to help make sure that you get the most out of this fresh start, right? To help make sure you don't the old patterns and old habits from last year that did not serve you. Before I get into those, though, I want to tell you how I use this concept, and it served me so well. So 2.5 weeks into December, so it was like December 12th, something like that, right? I was in a call with one of my coaches, and I got this idea because I realized that part of how I spent 2021 felt like hiding for me, right? And I think, Katina, you might be familiar with this because I talked about this in a live I did shortly after that call. And I realized I didn't want to wait till a new year to like make a difference, to make a change, because so often when we wait to make a change in how we're doing things, it never happens, right? The best way we can start doing things differently, may seem a little simple, is to start doing things differently. Don't put it off, right? Start building those neural pathways in our brain right now. Start building those habits right now of who we're going to be and how we're going to do things. Don't wait. So that's what I did. It was literally like 15 days, something like that, before the year ended. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a 12 days of Christmas event. I had nothing ready. I just had the idea. So I had because we're going right into the holidays, okay, right into Christmas. So I had 2 days to put together the concept, flush out the ideas, create the graphics. And because I wait, like we were going into the weekend. I couldn't even get help from my team. They were going into the Christmas holiday. So I took 2 days, created 12 emails, created 12 sales, created 12 promotions. It was extreme, but I wanted to prove to myself and break the pattern of inaction. And I know that the best way to do that is to start, right? Not to plan to start. I've been doing that the whole year. So I encourage you, whatever you did last year, and thank you for the like, whatever you did last year that did not serve you, right? And we're going to get into that today. But whatever you did last year that did not serve you, don't keep repeating it. Don't waste the gift of breath and opportunity that God has given us, right? Make the change now. Do something today to start to build that habit. So the truth about a new year is that it's a fresh start, and you can have that start anytime. You can literally have it in a new hour, in a new minute. So when it comes to really learning, right, from our past, right, whether it's the past year, past month, I think one of the things we can do is make sure we have the right perspective on what losses are and what wins really are. Right. So a really great exercise that I did with a group the other day. And if you want to do this exercise, if you haven't, I highly encourage you. For those of you who are watching this, for those of you who are listening to this, you can email us at podcast@growmybrand.org if you'd like to actually get a copy. Anybody, actually, if you'd like more information on this, or if you'd like to get a copy of what I'm showing everyone right now, we'll make you a nice template. So this is a lesson that I did with a group yesterday. And it's basically you make a paper, like a sheet of paper, right? And you make four quadrants on it. And on one, you put win. And then on one, you put losses. And then on the other side, you put lessons. On the other side, you put lessons. A lot of times when we have a win in our business or in our personal life, we feel like, oh, yeah, I did it. It worked. Now I know what to do, right? And then when we have a loss, we don't feel like they're, you know, like, oh, webinars work for me, or, oh, you know, this works for me. But then when there is a loss, instead of saying, oh, this doesn't work for me, like with that same energy, right? Instead of still celebrating that, oh, I learned something, right? Instead of identifying the lesson, sometimes we internalize, right? Losses are lessons that are meant to be identified. Losses are not meant to be internalized, right? Zig Ziglar had a saying, failure is an event, not a person. When you fail at something, it's something that has happened. It's not who you are. So if you can go into 2022 understanding what a loss is, a lesson meant to be identified from, learn from it, do something different, you will save yourself so much unnecessary disappointment and grief, right? And we have some comments. Amanda, hello, happy new year. Amanda said, good morning. Every day, every hour is a new opportunity. Exactly, I love it. That's what I'm saying, right? And how awesome is it that we each were chosen and gifted with that opportunity? It's just so on my heart to not take that lightly, right? Because everyone was not chosen to see 2022. Good morning, Rochelle. Thanks so much for joining us. So understand what your lessons are. And I highly encourage each of you, if you have not done a similar exercise, take some time before the week is over to identify your wins from 2021, identify your losses, and then write lessons for each of them, right? And whatever you learn from your wins, do more of that, because it may seem obvious, but a lot of times we can get caught up in the shiny object syndrome where we're always trying something new instead of doing what's actually helping us, right? And whatever you learn from your losses, don't repeat those lessons, right? If you, like for me, one of the things I learned is I need to spend time on list building. That's a tangible thing, but I don't spend a lot of time building my list. So what would it make sense for me to go through all of 2022 not doing anything to build my list? What did I didn't learn, right? Okay. So the next thing I want to share is, after you've identified your wins, you've identified your losses, you understand now that, once again, losses are just lessons that need to be identified, not an emotion that needs to be internalized, right? The next thing you want to do is examine your time. Is the way you are spending your time reflecting who you want to be? What you want to accomplish, what you want to contribute to the world. What does your time and how you spend it say about who you are, who you're becoming, what you'll accomplish? And please, please, please accept full responsibility that you get to choose how you spend your time. I know that wives and mothers often say they don't have time. And here's the thing. Just like your husband or your spouse or your mate, if you have one, or just like your children were created with a purpose, right? Or if you're like me, just like your little one was created with a purpose. Kobe's right here. You were created for a purpose too. And while you might have the role of a wife or a mother or an aunt or a sister or whatever it is that, you know, are some of your obligations. Kobe, I need you to get on the carpet and stay there. Sit down. Thank you. Sorry, everyone. I don't want the pitter patter in the recording. And he does that on purpose because he can hear me talking to you. Just like they each have a purpose, you have a purpose as well, right? Your purpose is equally as important. The impact, the difference God has chosen you to make in the world is equally as important. It deserves time. And if you will give it the time that it deserves, you will find that you actually end up with more time. Yesterday, I spent an hour and a half in the middle of the day soaking in a hot tub, doing some work for a client. Then I took myself to lunch, had some oysters royal, red beans and rice. attended a Zoom, and I came home. 8 years ago, that's a reality that I wouldn't have even thought was possible. When I was sitting in, you know, nonprofit America, getting paid well, but like working the typical, like, you know, 8 to 5 job and taking naps on my lunch breaks in the back of my car because I just didn't have any energy. And my family was running errands like on 12 o'clock on a Friday. And I remember thinking one day, you know, I'll be able to leave early and I can go with them, right? I had no idea then. First of all, I didn't even know what a coach was back then, right? I had no idea then that the life that I live now is possible, where I'm at home at 9:44 on a Wednesday with so much time. It's an incredible gift, time and flexibility. I feel like sometimes it gets talked about and we say it so much. Oh, time freedom, flexibility. It can feel like, what do you call it? A cliche. But the truth is, time is one of the most precious gifts that we can be given. And to spend your time the way you desire, in a way that supports your health, for me, is an incredible gift, right? And even back then, I would work during the day and then I would spend time in my nonprofit in the evening. So I didn't always have all the extra time I have now. But because I examined my time back then and spent time working on my goals and my dream business, then God showed me the way along the way. So I would highly encourage you to, if you haven't spent time as we come into this new year, looking at how you spend your time and making sure that you're carving some space out for what's really important to you, please do that. We have a comment. Rochelle said, so true, so true. Just sharing some life lessons, right? And the thing is that lessons that we don't learn are repeated. The third thing I want to say is, after you've examined your time, after you've identified the wins and the losses and the lessons, make sure you actually make some tangible steps, right? If all we do is like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Oh yeah, that makes sense. But we don't actually do anything, right? So like for me personally, when I spend time looking at what went well, what I was really pleased with last year, and then what I was not pleased with, I took actionable steps to make sure in 2022, I'm not going to repeat the things that I don't want to, and I'm going to do more of the things that served me. That's the whole reason I'm on this live, right? Last year, I went into hiding. So now, at least once or twice a week, I will be visible online because that's just a part of my life's ministry and my life's work, right? God created me to share. That literally, my name is Angel. That means God's messenger, right? And I didn't share it. Now, I got a lot done, renovated most of my home. Thank you, Jesus. But there are some areas that I literally realized, hey, this isn't an alignment with who you are and who you want to be. So I put things in my calendar. I made actionable, tangible, measurable steps. Make sure you do that if you actually want to see change, if you actually want to see a difference in your business, in your life. It can be easy. And I have friends who will say, you know, maybe they don't like their job or they don't like a situation in their life. But if all you're doing is the same thing and you're not willing to do anything differently, then maybe that's what you actually want, right? Your actions show your true desire, not your thoughts and not what you say. So if you really want to see differences in your business and in your life, make sure you make those steps tangible. Put them in your calendar, make affirmations, turn them into phone cases, whatever you need to do, but make tangible steps. The fourth thing is to decide. So one thing I know about women, right? Women are incredible. We know how to make things happen, no matter what. An example I like to use is it can be, you can have maybe like a night. And if your kid needs a project and they forgot and they tell you no matter what you have to do, you have to stay up all night, you have to find a Walmart that's open. You will do, most mothers that I know, most aunts, most sisters, most women, you will do what you have to do to make sure that your child has what they need. Because you've decided that, oh, you're going to turn in your assignment. If you will harness that same power for yourself, decide that you're going to do your assignment, right? Your God-given assignment, your God-given vision, your God-given dream. Your business is not just for you. It's for those you are meant to help, impact, be a blessing to. That's what I believe. So if you decide that it's going to happen, your goal, your success, whatever it is, if you decide that it's going to happen, if you commit to that, it will. But if you're wavering, if you're like, it doesn't really, then it won't. And then the last thing is to have actual faith. So I think sometimes people think faith is like a dare to dream, or they get it like mixed up with hope, like, I think I can. That's not actual faith. Faith is, it doesn't seem like it can happen. It doesn't seem like it's possible. It doesn't seem like I'm capable. Not me. But you believe it anyway, and you keep doing the thing to get closer to it. That is actual faith, right? Like, for instance, when I was born, doctors told my parents not to name me because I wouldn't live past a few days. I had a name. Like, within hours, my family had named me, right? That was faith. They didn't listen to the doctors and like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know, this is our child. Let's enjoy our few hours with her. No, they were praying. Our whole sanctuary, the members of our sanctuary, like everybody was praying, and they named me Angel before they even knew how long I would live. And thank you, Jesus, I am 34 years old, right? That is faith in action, not feeling motivated at an event and thinking, oh, I can do this goal that someone else really made. Faith is believing that it is possible for you to carry out the unique calling on your business and life that God has for you, no matter what the circumstances look like. Right? And so one other thing before I share the last resource I wanted to share with you all, I want to make sure I share this too in case this will help you all in your year. When you identify the wins and the losses, right, and then you write out the lessons, what you learned, which I'm telling you, this exercise, if you haven't done it, is so, so valuable to reflect on your year. I highly encourage you to do something with the lessons. So what I did is I'm turning a lot of them into affirmations and like little graphics so I can kind of see them throughout the year. Because a lot of time, if we just see something one time, it's out of sight, out of mind, right? And when you're wanting to reprogram how your brain works, and when you're wanting to change your habits, change the patterns that you fall into, you need to be reminded of what you're changing them into. So the last thing I wanted to share is that I have someone here helping me with my home. Sorry if you can hear them. The last thing I wanted to share is a resource for if you need or want to take advantage of support of creating lasting change in 2022 from the inside out, right? I have a group coaching program called the Well-Paid Christian Woman. And if you can't tell from my smile, for those of you who are watching, I literally put everything in it that you need to just do better and to be better, right? So it's a little different from my older programs, only in that in a lot of my older programs, like in my one-on-one programs, we always covered whatever the client needed, right? So sometimes it felt like life coaching, sometimes it felt like business coaching, sometimes it was helping them build a website, right? In my one-on-one, it was very customizable, but traditionally in my group programs, it was more so just about business and strategy. And the reason this one is called the Well-Paid Christian Woman is because it's really about creating that for yourself, right? Really being the well-paid Christian woman. So money is involved, business is involved, but also the inner work is involved, right? We have meditations in there. We'll be doing tapping, journaling. So I've also included the tools to help you change the habits, to help you change the patterns, to help you move from being stuck in one feeling or emotion into another, because the truth is, it's really easy for me to tell you a business strategy, right? Here's the thing though, maybe you do it, but if you don't, why not? And that's when it comes to the inner work. So we do both. We tackle the outside of you, the business stuff, the strategy, and we tackle the inside of you, the heart, the emotions, the thoughts, right? And then of course, there is the accountability and the tutorials and the courses and all the things. So if you have any questions about it, let me know. The regular pricing for it, I do want to share this. The regular pricing for it will be $29.97 for the year, right? So $2,997. Right now, it's still at the founder's rate, which is $9.97 for the entire year. So whether you join now and get in on the founder's rate, I highly encourage you, if you feel called to it, and if for whatever reason it's not the fit for you now, just know that that rate will change. So just wanted to share that. If you want more information about that, you can send me a message at wellpaid@growmybrand.org. wellpaid@growmybrand.org, or if we're connected on social media, you can just DM me any questions that you have. But basically, it's meant to help you become the well-paid Christian woman. So two of my favorite stories of people that I've worked with is one person who came and she just had an idea, right? And within 6 months of working together, she went from an idea to a fully launched business, fully launched website, Amazon bestseller, had her first sales and first paid speaking engagements. So when you have the right support, right? When you have the right support keeping you focused on your goals, your intentions, right? In your business, you can accomplish so much. I know people who've been in other programs, no judgment. They spent 10 months working on a lead magnet. That's like a free thing you give away to build your email list. I don't really understand that. No judgment. Okay. And another one of my favorite stories is a teacher who was in my program for a year. And in the first 7 months of her working with me, because she was in a group program similar to this one, and within 7 months, she was actually able to leave her teaching job because she was bringing in more monthly than she had made in a year as a teacher. And I love that job. I love that particular client story, because while there are people who come to me and they're already, you know, at six figures looking to scale, there are people who come to me already, you know, making, you know, a whatever amount and just looking to make their first six figures. I like those both because they were both kind of like entry level. And one was able to do incredible things in 6 months and one was able to leave her entire job in 7 months. Right. And she was a teacher. So it's not like she had, you know, loads of just free money to invest in herself, but she took the plunge. She made it happen. She took responsibility, right? She had faith and she created the results that she desired. And so that's who this program is for. This program is for people who want an women who want an affordable way to become the well-paid Christian woman. Thank you all so much, everyone who watched live. Thank you for those watching the replay. And I pray that you have a happy and healthy 2022.